Hello everyone and welcome to 10 Today Series 2, Session Number 8. These are short, 10-minute physical activity routines which will get you moving and stretching. They're great for your health, including boosting your mood. And very importantly, they're designed to support your everyday movements, your functional fitness, your flexibility, balance and mobility, such as when you have to reach up, turn, bend down and so on. These simple routines will help you with that. Just take them at your own pace. There are plenty of options. If an exercise feels too much, then just take it easy and have a break. All the exercises can be done either standing up or sitting down. Just do whatever feels good for you today. When lifting your arms or knees, only go as far as is comfortable. If you have any problems with your knees or hips, take care not to twist them during the movements. When lifting your arms or knees, only go as far as is comfortable. And if you have any problems with your knees or hips, take care not to twist them during the movements. It can also help to pull in your tummy when you're bending your back. And just breathe normally throughout these activities. We want you all to do these activities safely. You are responsible for monitoring how you're feeling throughout the sessions. And if you feel any discomfort or pain, for example, if you feel unwell or dizzy or experience palpitations, then please stop and seek medical advice. By taking part, you agree to our terms and conditions. Please read our terms and conditions on the 10 Today website at 10today.co.uk. Please remember, you agree to take part at your own risk. If you're remaining seated, it would be ideal if you can use a hard chair, preferably one without arms, such as a dining chair that you can sit upright in with a straight back and your feet flat on the floor. If you're standing, just step your feet hip-width apart, relax your shoulders and take a good strong stance. And you might want to have a sturdy chair nearby to hold on to sometimes for balance. We hope you enjoy 10 Today. So we're going to start with a warm-up. You're just going to quickly tap or pat different parts of your body. So briefly tap along each arm, one at a time, in different places. Your upper arm, your forearm, and your wrist. And do the same on both arms. Then pat the top of both legs, just quickly tapping up and down your legs in various places towards your knees for a few seconds. Great, you should be nicely warmed up now and ready to move. So the first exercise is scoot the C. We want to create a nice flowing movement. So bend your knees and raise both arms out in front of you in a scooping motion, lifting them to about head height with a nice soft bend in your elbows. Then straighten your knees as you bring your arms back down, swinging them back a bit past your sides if it's comfortable. So that's knees bent, arms swinging up to scoot the C, then arms swinging down and back. You can lean into it as you swing your arms forward. If you're sitting, you can press down through your feet to get a good stretch. So just keep going with this movement, keeping it nice and slow. Try to get a full sweep of your arms if you can, going a bit higher and a bit lower. This is great for your arms and shoulders, legs and core. Now it's time for face the elements. So start by raising both arms above your head. Then just wave your hands and arms in the air and turn your upper body slowly from side to side at the same time. Keep your feet still and facing forwards while you're twisting on your hips as far as is comfortable and waving your arms and hands. Like a tree waving its branches in the elements. This is a nice short movement. You're not going to wave your arms for too long. Just another moment or two. Then back to the centre, arms down, and we're done. This is really good for your hip rotation, back and core. So next up, it's see the clock face. So in our usual starting position with your feet hip-width apart and your shoulders relaxed. Turn your upper body to the right, keeping your feet still and facing forwards, and push both arms straight up in the air above your head. Then sweep both arms clockwise to make a big circular movement like a wheel or the hand on a clock turning. Lean forwards as your arms move past your legs, then straighten back up as you sweep your arms up to complete the circle. So repeat this a few more times. Slowly sweeping those arms through the air, going round, down in front of your legs, and up to the other side in a big circle. Then turn your upper body to the left and do exactly the same movement on that side. So arms up above your head to start, then sweep them clockwise all the way round in a circle a few more times. Keep the movement nice and slow. Try to stretch your arms a bit higher and go down a bit lower if you can. This is another good one for hip rotation, back and core. Now the cobra strikes. This is another nice martial arts type movement, punching out with your arms, and we're aiming for three strikes. Just start by bending your elbows and raising your fists in front of your chest, as if you're ready for a fight. Then punch your right arm straight out in front of you, pull it back towards your body, then punch it out at an upwards angle this time. Pull it back, and finally, punch it across your body to the other side. Now change arms and do exactly the same with your left fist. So punch straight out, pull your arm back, then punch upwards, pull back, and then punch across and back. Keep going with this, swapping those arms from left to right. Try to put a bit more power in your punch if you can. This is great for your arms and shoulders and your hip movement too. Next up, it's spill the water. So start by turning your upper body to the right and raise both arms above your head. Imagine you can see a big ball in front of you and just bring both arms slowly downwards as if you're tracing the circular outline shape of the ball with your hands. So you're making a nice in and out circular motion with your hands. Keep tracing that same circular outline, going downwards, in and out with your hands, bending your knees if you're standing and leaning forwards if you're sitting. Now straighten up and just do a couple more on the right side, starting with your arms above your head and slowly coming down. That's good. Then switch to the other side and do the same thing again. So turn your upper body to the left, keeping your feet facing forwards. Arms up, and then lower them down, making flowing circular movements, tracing the outline of that imaginary ball. In and out. Bending your knees if you're standing, and leaning forwards if you're sitting. Keep going. Try making wider circles if you can. This is great for your hand-eye coordination, your shoulders and your chest. Now we're dancing the rainbow. So start with a wider stance for this one by stepping your feet further apart. Lean sideways to the right, bending your right knee and keeping your left leg straight. Raise your left arm at the same time and just touch the top of your head with that left hand. Then straighten up, bring your arm down, then lean sideways towards the left this time, bending your left knee, keeping your right one straight and raising your right arm to touch the top of your head. Just keep going for a few more times, alternating from side to side. That's good. Try with your legs a bit wider apart if you can. This is good for your legs, for your arms and your core. So this next one is called charge and aim. This one mimics the action of shooting a bow and arrow, and you're going to shoot to the left and to the right by just twisting your upper body. So start by holding your arms in front of your chest with your hands crossed at the wrists, palms facing towards you. Reach your right hand back over your shoulder as if you're plucking an arrow from its quiver. Bring it back again, then pull that right elbow out to the right-hand side and point your left arm out to the left as if you're taking aim. Hold that position briefly, then switch to the other side. So reaching your left arm back over your shoulder to pluck an arrow, then pulling it back with a bent elbow and stretching your right arm out to the right. So repeat this a few more times, alternating from your left side to the right side. Try keeping your arms at shoulder level if you can. This is another good one for hip rotation for your arms and your shoulders too. Now it's time for horse tosses mane. Start by holding your right arm out to the side with a bent elbow, so you're making a right angle. Clench your fist and flex the muscles in your arm. Then, still flexed, move your arm to the middle so it's in front of your face, as if you're blocking something coming towards you. Hold it there for a second or two, then move it back out to the right again. So do that a few more times on the right-hand side. And then switch to the left. So make a right angle out to the side with your left arm, elbow bent. Flex your muscles on that left arm and clench your fist. In that position, bring your arm into the centre, hold briefly, then push back out to the left. Alternate your arms and keep going a few more times on each side, flexing your arm out to the side, moving it to the centre, and then back out again. Try to keep your arms at shoulder level if you can. This is really good for your chest, arms and shoulders. The next one is rushing the line. Just imagine you're holding a football out in front of your chest and turning it round in your hands, making sure not to drop it. So just keep moving your hands around the ball at a comfortable speed, and at the same time, step your right foot forward. Bend your knee slightly on that forward leg, keeping your other leg behind and slightly raised on the toes. Then step back, still turning the ball in the air with your hands. Now step forward on the left foot, bending that knee, and keep turning those hands around the football. Repeat this a couple more times, alternating from right to left. Try to keep your arms a bit higher if you can, and imagine a larger ball. This is great for coordination and balance. Well done! And the last one is called settling heron. So if you're standing, you might like to hold onto a chair for balance. Start by lifting your right leg off the floor and up towards your body. And at the same time, lift the heel of the other foot, rising up onto your toes. Lower both feet back down. Then swap feet and do exactly the same again with your left leg. Lift that leg up from the floor and raise onto the toes with your standing leg, a bit like a heron balancing on one leg. Keep going, doing a few more on each side. So lifting one leg up and the other heel up, going onto your toes on that standing leg. Then bring both feet back down again. A couple more. Try to raise your leg a little bit higher if you can. That's good. This is really great for your core and balance. That's all the exercises done. So we're just going to finish with a quick shake to cool down. So raise both arms up above your head towards the ceiling and just briefly wave your hands and arms in the air. Then lift one leg slightly from the floor if you can. Shake it out in the air for a second or two. Raise the other leg and shake that one too. Or you can just shake your upper body instead. So that's the end of the session. Great work, everyone. We hope you enjoyed it. Doing 10 today just 3 times a week can have positive benefits for your physical health and improve your well-being too. It's short, it's fun, and you'll simply feel better. So do keep going. You can also watch videos of all the sessions at 10today.co.uk.